I'm Dr. Drew, and here's today's 1 Minute Clinic. I suspect some people are surprised to hear that a hospital is a place where you can get sick. Of course, this is an environment we take people in the hopes of making them better. A recently published study in the New England Journal of Medicine found that in 2011, 1 in 25 people who were getting treated in a hospital developed hospital-acquired infections. And the bacteria that live in hospitals tend to be pretty nasty. 75,000 people died. It was typically pneumonias, surgical site infections, and Clostridium difficile, a diarrhea from antibiotics. For this study, 183 hospitals were surveyed, more than 11,000 patients, and things have actually improved from a decade ago. There were twice as many infections in 2002 and twice as many deaths. So we are making a significant progress with infection control. One of the most important areas of improvement have been doctors and nurses washing their hands before examining each patient. If you want to know about infection rates at your hospital, go to medicare.gov, follow the links, and there are comparisons about hospital performance and quality that is quite easy to understand. Every hospital is working very hard to bring these things under control. For WTOP, I'm Dr. Drew.